Greg Bordinaro from the Hartford Business Journal joining us here on Brian and Company. And, of course, every Monday at 8:50. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
Good. So I want to start with UConn, their foundation, which is basically their development office, right? They got new leadership in the spring, and they're endeavoring on trying to raise, what, $1.5 billion?
Yeah, this is going to be their most ambitious fundraising campaign. It's actually been going on for a few years. Most of these fundraising campaigns these days, they sort of start in a silent phase, is what they call it, and then they sort of go public with it after they've raised a certain amount of money and say, hey, you know, we've raised all this money so far, and this is the goal that we've set. But they want to raise over a 10-year period $1.5 billion. You know, by comparison, the biggest fundraiser they had before this was like $330 million. And part of the goal with this fundraiser is to get the endowment over to $1 billion. Right now, UConn has a $634 million endowment, which kind of ranks it 65th out of like 236 public universities. It's probably, you know, underperforming a little bit on the endowment, only because UConn got started to the endowment game late. They really only started fundraising for their endowment in the 1990s, if you could believe that. And so UConn's trying to get that endowment over that $1 billion mark. And the importance of that is, you know, obviously we see a lot going on right now with UConn's budget. They're cutting expenses. You know, they're thinking about cutting some underperforming majors. The endowment could help shore up some different initiatives, programs. A lot of it's used for scholarships. And so they want to build that endowment so it could have a bigger impact on the school.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where the endowment is pretty shocking with how low it is. And then in the backdrop of all this conversation of cutting programs, obviously this is more for the long-term health of the university. It doesn't necessarily it's not going to save some of these majors that are on the chopping block. But they definitely, if they want to compete with these big state schools, they have to have I think Trinity College might have a bigger endowment than UConn.
Actually, we looked at it. Yale, Trinity, Wesleyan, and Quinnipiac all have a bigger endowment than UConn, which is quite
well.
Quite
even
surprising.
Quinnipiac, that surprised me. Greg Bordinaro from the Hartford Business Journal joining us here for the Connecticut Business Blend. I mean, this Biohaven company, I didn't really know that they sold their headache medicine to Pfizer for like $13 billion. And instead of taking their money and buying an island, they're trying to get after it again.
Yeah, it's actually one of Connecticut's biggest bioscience success stories, most likely. There was Alexion and a few others, but this one is among the biggest. And it was founded by a guy by the name of Vlad Cork. It's a Yale spin-out. They founded Nurtec, which was a big drug that's well-known now. It's a big brand. It treats migraines. Pfizer bought that drug and another drug from Biohaven. But Biohaven kept the rest of its portfolio, which includes about, I think it's 12 therapies that are going to try to treat 21 different illnesses, and right now they've got three drugs in phase 3 clinical trials, which is basically that last phase before, you know, a drug could hit the market before it gets full approval. And they're pretty bullish on some of these. You know, they recently raised $287 million in the public market. Their market cap for Biohaven right now is over $5 billion, so it's got a lot of investor interest. It has about 300 employees, and when they did that deal with Pfizer, 1,000 Biohaven employees actually went to Pfizer as part of that purchase. So they're, you know, the employee counts are back up, and they've been quietly buying up some real estate in downtown New Haven.
Nice.
In anticipation of a future growth. Now, you know, anything could happen. You know, even if a drug gets to a phase 3 clinical trial, it could still not end up working out. Vlad Kirk, who we talked to for the story, is pretty bullish about at least, you know, one or two of these working out. And then, you know, that's when a company could really start to grow. Or again, you know, they could get purchased too, which is the threat of the bioscience industry.
And that's some good news, because there was some negative news on the bioscience in New Haven in the last couple of months too. There was some office space lab vacant thing we did a while back.
Overall, the state's bioscience industry hasn't grown that much over the last decade if you look at sort of the number of jobs employed. So, you know, it could be up or down type of industry. Again, if a drug goes to a phase 3 clinical trial and that doesn't work, well, then you're going to see lots of layoffs from that particular company. Or if you do have a successful drug like Biohaven did with Nurtec, you know, you could get bought out by a much larger competitor, and all of a sudden, you know, that growth locally may stop.
We're talking with Greg Bordinaro from the Hartford Business Journal. This is the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday at 8:50. We talked about this earlier when I was setting it up. I mean, cybersecurity is a booming business, And now Connecticut schools are trying to sort of catch up and offer education that trains people to work in it.
Yeah, and a lot of colleges are starting to get in this game. I think UConn. For this particular story, we looked at the CCSU. They just debuted a new cybersecurity hall within this new sort of tech building that they've put opened up on campus. Demand for cyber workers is significant in Connecticut. There's about 10,000 cybersecurity workers currently in the industry, but there's about 4,500 openings, which is that's a significant amount. And every industry is really looking at cybersecurity workers. So CCSU has put a lot of effort into the cybersecurity program. They've got about, I think, 164 students enrolled right now, which is up just in a few years from, less than 30. And one of the main things that they've done is they've partnered with industry. For example, the chief information officer at Eversource is an adjunct professor at the school. So they're really helping shape the curriculum through industry experts who really know what are the cyber threats and what do these sort of employees need to know. So there's a good pipeline. And Eversource has already hired eight people or students who have graduated with a cyber degree. So, this is sort of workforce development in its probably best sense in how it could be effective in Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to the best you can, match up with the private sector, because that's the only way to stay current with what's going on. I mean, I think that's one of the weaknesses of some of these programs in the past, is that you're behind the curve, right? I mean, you want to be with the curve.
Exactly. And, I think CCSU is one of the universities, all these state universities other than UConn have been having enrollment problems. And I think part of the, I think each of these state universities need to have something that they're known for. CCSU has done stuff with cyber. They've done stuff with banking, which there's really no banking programs in Connecticut. So I think CCSU has been on sort of the cutting edge of trying to be known for different types of industry degrees. And I think that's how they separate themselves. So I think that's another component to this.
All right. Good stuff. Obviously, you can always go to hartfordbusiness.com to look at any of these stories in more depth, along with a whole bunch of other content that they have. Greg, thanks so much. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Brian.